good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers.
Good evening and good evening. This is Chef Nisi with That's So Good Podcast, and today we will be talking to Parliament, the Band of Funk, some of the behind-scenes interviews and conversations with people who make the funk. So sit back and relax and enjoy some music. Enjoy.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the Mothership Connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. All right. Hear the noise, ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Hit it, fellas.
Hello, hello, and we are out here at the Funkadelic Parliament show. But they haven't started yet, but we're going to get a little interview with some of the band members. 1 second.
Original Funkadelic performance, like Bernie Warrell, the world's greatest keyboard player. Bernie did a lot of arrangements with the music, Billy Bass Nelson. Original Funkadelic, Gary Budbaum Cooper, vocalist, wrote many songs. Oh man, it can go on. Fuzzy Clarence, Fuzzy Haskins, one of the original Parliament, 1957. With that one out, it would have been. They formed the group out of.
Really took off.
They really took off around 67 or 68. They had the first hit called I Just Want to Testify. And that was on Rep Life Records. Now, but a lot of people don't understand, but they don't understand that when George Clinton and Parliament were with Motown, they basically used him as a songwriter.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Because they didn't ever cross over with Barry Gordon there because they had those other groups like the Temptations, the Four Tops, and all them. You know, they were really banging in R&B music. So George wrote as many songs as he could have on, did he eventually sign to Rebel Eye Records, and then that's when they had their first hit, I Just Wanna Testify. And then along came Chocolate City.
Chocolate City.
Okay, Chocolate City is what, 74, 75, something like that. Then they cut the album America East Is Young. America East Is Young, yeah. And America East Is Young.
So I just want to say thank you again to you for being with the band for so many years and giving us that funk here in St. Louis and all around the world. Could you tell your audience and my audience as well, how long have you been with the band?
I have been connected with George Clinton and P. Funk since 1976.
1976. Now that's a long, long time.
I was 17 or 18 years old, and I was right out of high school. And the first time that I saw them was at the Lowe's Mid-City up on Grand.
Okay.
They drove a Volkswagen on stage and called it a Space Mobile, and George got out of the Space Mobile naked.
Oh, wow.
And they had all these different type of costumes on. And I said then that this guy is one of those fucking guys. This is my good friend.
Hello, good friend.
Now, Spencer, George is a masseuse.
Okay.
Still calling
you a girl. Okay, this is George Clinton, personal masseuse. So he got to make sure he have his body relaxed and ready to go for each show. So I just wanted to just say thank you again, because we really appreciate how you all are still in music, still giving us the good tunes and keeping the generation from back then happy with coming back out like you're doing now in this beautiful area out here in St. Louis.
Now, one other thing that Pam and I wanted to know.
Yes.
We did a lot of advertising for George with the offshot group with the basketball team called the U.S. Funk Mob. See, like, I was one of the top basketball players to come out of St. Louis.
Okay.
And I signed the contract with the USBL to go play ball. But I told him before I signed this contract, now, we got to have names on the back of our jerseys like Star Child and Mr. Wiggles the Worm and Captain Jam, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that was your idea.
Yeah, so that was my idea. So that got bigger and bigger. That grew so big. So when people in St. Louis associate George Clinton and Funkadelic, they first think about Dino, the coach. The coach and Dino. So most of your people out of that audience, you go talk to them.
They'll
say, well, who sent you to front of the other team in St. Louis? They're going to say Dino.
Oh, my goodness.
We provided entertainment. Basketball entertainment with top-flight basketball players that came from out of, from all around us.
See, that's very good. We need to know that here. People need to know the things that they don't know.
Big Funk, baby. Shout out to St. Louis.
And that's so good.
And that's so good. Giving up the funk all around the world.
That's right. Baby, baby.
I heard talking to one of the members of the band.
Crazy.
So, yes, sir. So, you are one of the band members with the Parliament Band of Funk. I just wanted to say thank you for all that you've been doing for the past 20 years. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what do you do? And who are you?
My name is Michael Hampton, a.k.a. East Car Kid from Philly. You know, or they call me East Car Kid. Just don't call me anything. And I've been in the group since 74.
I hear that he's been in the group since 74, so he's been playing the funk for a long, long time. So that's where food and funk go together. We got funky flavors, funky vibes, and funky music. Tell me a little bit of the cities that you've traveled in, Mr. Michael Hampton. So you're in St. Louis today, but where you been? Just give me five of your most fabulous places to visit, to perform.
I mean, like De La Soul. They just took fucking these things.
England.
Okay. Shorty. Okay. And
It's kind of a blur. We had West Coast coming up from Texas, but I can't remember. It's like,
so you're just all around giving the area city some funk, and we appreciate that, because people are moody and have bad attitudes. When people like you and your band come up with that good music and that good food from That's So Good, which is Chef Niecy. You inspire the neighborhoods to just be in a good mood, so thank you for all that you do. I'm going to go around and do a little bit more footage of the band and some of the things that's going on here in the park. Thank you again.
Okay, you're so welcome.
So I am back in the trailer, just finishing up, picking up the refreshments from this morning. But today we do have a special incentive with the band members. They make it happen. They giving you the funk. They the rooter to the tooter. They are the heartbeat of the band. So, I'm going to introduce a few of them. I don't know them by name, but they're sitting right here. Afternoon.
Hey.
How are you guys today?
Woo.
Fantastic. So, can you tell me who you are and what you do in the band?
My name is Michael Cliff Payne. I'm in Parliament Funkadelic. And we're here to
getting a little something from?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You already feel me.
Yeah, I feel you. And how about you, young man?
What Danny Bedrosian, keyboards, probably Funkadelic.
Okay. Hey, Danny. Well, thank you for your tunes. You give us a special sound. You give us those little tingles in our ears. So thank you for your skill set as well. You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
How about you, young man?
All right. I'm Lige Curry. I play bass guitar.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay.
Kind of keep it funky on the one.
All right, funky on the one, bass guitar, and a little bit of vocals here and there. So thank you for your skill set and
thank
gift.
Thank you, Chef DC. We loving it.
Thank you so much. And how about you, Mr. Indiana? How are you doing?
All right, I'm Bouvier Richardson.
Okay.
Okay. That's
right. We're keeping their phones active. That's why I'm here backstage, so you can get a little personality from them, letting you know who they are and how they care about what they do here in the city. So if you're in town or whatever town that you're in, you hear that they coming, just know they're going to bring some fun. We'll be back.
Here are some groovy, groovy sounds from George Clinton and the Funkadelic Parliament. Yes, the masters of funk. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Yes, so we're going to pause a little bit from that good funk experience and let me implement and also insert a little bit of my feedback from my experience with the band. I did a small hospitality catering event for the band when they came in town to St. Louis. Light refreshments, some snacks, little things to feed them to get them started before they began their show. And also, I would like to say that their energy was very, very authentic. They made me feel welcomed in their trailers. They were very nice. They gave me an opportunity to record them and just interview them and let them understand how we appreciate and love them for over all the years that they've been giving us that good music. So I just wanted to say to George Clinton, the band, and everyone that I spoke with that night, that I was in awe of the unity that you all projected to me and the St. Louis audience. So thank you again for all that you do. And we love you and I love you. And please stay tuned for more P-Funk Experience.
Chance to dance your way. Now go. pass away. Auto by constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang-up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we feed.
Organization.
I thank you for listening. I thank you for understanding that funky music puts you in a good mood. So if you're out and about, put on some Funkadelic. It's going to make you feel really, really good. It's going to keep your soul moving and grooving for the whole day. Thank you for listening. I love you. And please visit my page. That's So Good. Just Google me. Love you so much. Have a good day.
Dog. Funky dog.